As we start a new year in Advent, we get the various compilations of the entry of Jesus into the history of mankind and the unfolding, if you like, of God's eternal plan for all people. When the authors put the writings together, they wrote at different times and for different people, under different pressures that were affecting their respective communities. And they flavoured each of their writings in order that the audience would be able to easily understand the message. As time has gone on, 2019 years later, the message quite often gets confused with things like technology, for example, and the growth and expansion of things like the sciences. And then some scientists try to interpret sacred scripture in the light of world events. Now, that's interesting for those who might have a fundamental attitude, but as Catholic Christians, we see the source of the written word, the inspiration, as God, who cannot be worked out completely. We cannot understand, we're told in Scripture, the mind of God. We come close at times to understanding, but we cannot fathom the immensity of God. So Matthew today puts together the story that you've just heard, one that you're very familiar with by this stage in your life, and he introduces the three wise men. They don't get mentioned in any other gospel. They are what we call Midrash. Now, I remember at Easter time I told a little joke about the Easter bunny getting hit by a car, and some little girl down the front started crying and saying, "The Easter bunny's dead, the Easter bunny's dead." It was a joke. So when I tell you that the three wise men are not an historical fact, please don't get upset. I'm not going to shadow all your dreams, kids. Okay, the important thing is Jesus. The three wise men were wise men. Some interpret them as astrologers. The kings, the symbol of kingship, came from the prophet Isaiah's writings. So we have to look beyond what some people would say is, oh no, this is fact. It's not. Matthew has put this together to make a point, and our task is to discover that point. And so he puts in various characters and events. Each of the characters and the events are a little bit like our journey in life. They involve movement. This is not a static process coming to faith. It is dynamic. And so Matthew has very cleverly woven in the understanding of sacred scripture, but he's embellished it with some ornaments, if you like. And the ornaments today, obviously, are the wise men. They are also Herod. Why would he introduce Herod? Because he balances King Herod out with Pontius Pilate at the end of Jesus' life in his gospel. So it's the whole gospel we look at, not the event. Herod was a puppet king. He did not recognize Jesus. The Jews who had the scriptures did not recognize Jesus. Yet foreigners come into Judea and recognize Jesus. That's the whole point of this gospel. It is to identify that Jesus has come for all people. And the historical fact, if you want to know anything about that, is simply that the Jews at that time and the leadership of the Jews at that time did not accept Jesus because they did not recognize him, though they had all the tools. That's why they're called wise men. They're not kings. They are wise men. Some call them astrologers because of the star. They are wise men because they could see for themselves and were affected in the journey of their life by this God-made man, Emmanuel, God with us. And then they continued their journey on a different route, a bit like ourselves. None of us have achieved our destiny in this church here tonight by the same path. Some of us take the scenic route. Some of us walk down a war path. Others of us are probably dragged along. but we arrive at the same place to worship, not with gold or frankincense and myrrh, but we understand the gold is acknowledging the kingship of Christ. We understand the frankincense as worshipping him. And we understand the myrrh, which is the oil that's used for anointing of the dead. We understand the myrrh is that he did all of this to save each and every one of us. Not just us here in the church tonight, but all people. And that's the truth behind the symbolism, if you like, or the dressing up of Matthew's story that we hear tonight in the Epiphany, which means the revealing in one sense. The best definition, the best understanding I can get of the Epiphany is gradually pulling back the curtains and seeing what's there. Not bowling on straight head first, but gradually pulling them back, and then our eyes are opened to that understanding. So in the journey of our life at this time, we are always being surprised, I think. Sometimes they're very pleasant surprises, and other times they're not at all. But I think we are constantly experiencing the revealing of God in our life. Sometimes we're wise enough to recognise that and act upon it. Other times we're just not. But the important thing is that it is our faith that draws us on. And faith, it does not guarantee an easy journey in our life. It guarantees a meaningful journey.